Hello there, this is Bob Badgela, Robert Badgela, from Melbourne in Victoria in Australia. I'd like to welcome you to my online autobiography, A Journey Through Time, Memories and Recollections, 1939 to 2011. This work chronicles the most important events and experiences of the greater part of my life, surrounding my interests and activities, much of it linked to my involvement in electronics, radio technology, the cinema, photography, bushwalking, travelling and radio astronomy. My journey begins in the days of crystal sets and spark radios, and I'll lead you through the succeeding years with articles, stories, images and anecdotes about my hobby and vocational experiences in electronics and radio communications, which ultimately paved the way for my full-time employment as a technician and later a professional engineer in the Postmaster General Department, now Telstra. After 41 years with Telstra, I left the company in 1997, having reached the ranks of senior engineering management. And since then, I've provided expert professional advice and consultancy in the field of international broadcast engineering. I'm a chartered professional engineer and a life member of the Institution of Engineers Australia. My journey looks at many activities, a lot of this linked to my radio and electronic interests, where I talk about many non-professional activities which impinged on or have been associated with my technical pursuits. Much of this concerns my involvement in the monitoring of international shortwave broadcasting and research into high-frequency, long-distance radio propagation. In 1955, I undertook a vocational guidance program when I was in Year 10 at Camberwell High School. The assessment said that I should pursue a, quote, technical career, unquote. So it seems they were spot on. I now invite you to share my experiences. Join with me and smile when you read about my exploits and adventures. And just a note about copyright. This work is intended principally for my family, friends, past and present business associates, colleagues in the broadcasting engineering industry, college alumni members, and the many people with whom I am in frequent contact across the internet. And no part of this work may be further distributed in any form without my specific advance written permission. The work contains over 1,000 images and 70 chapters. Many images are from my private and family photographic albums. Others are out of copyright material drawn from public websites. In accordance with current journalistic practices, source attribution for out-of-copyright images and documents is not shown, except in special circumstances. My own images are scans produced from size 620 and 2.5 by 3.5 inch black and white prints, and from 35mm black and white and colour transparencies, prints and negatives. Images shown as pre-1940 are from the public domain. Most of the others are from my own personal or family albums. Now, locations. Many of the events and activities described in this work took place in or near Greater Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, from 1939 to 1959, Auburn, an inner eastern suburb 8 kilometres from the central business district, in 1959 to the present in Mount Albert, an eastern suburb 15 kilometres from the central business district. Another location mentioned often in this work is the western suburb of Altona, 20 kilometres from the central business district, where my family owned a bungalow in West Altona near the beach. We owned that property from 1948 to 1959, where we spent many happy weekends and holidays. Just to note that this work is intended essentially for readers who are familiar with Melbourne, its culture, its character, its geography and its history. Much of the narrative and imaging presupposes an awareness of Melbourne and its individuality, one of the great cities of the modern world. Now, the many sections or chapters in this work, all of which are shown in the navigation bar at the left side of each chapter. The chapters are generally arranged in chronological order of the year in which the interest or activity commenced, some of which span many decades. Some chapters are descriptive and do not have years shown. There's a search engine at the top of this homepage. Enter the desired word or phrase and you'll be taken to a new window where a listing with links of the sections or pages or chapters containing your search query will be displayed. External links about your query will also be shown. So without further ado, now move on to the journey. Read the autobiography. It'll take you a long time to read through with 1,000 images and over 70 chapters, but let's see how you go, and I'll see you at the end of the journey. So it's goodbye for now from Bob or Robert in Mount Albert, Victoria, Australia.